So I'm here with Davo after a 2-0 away defeat in the league to Kings Langley. Davo, the game obviously didn't pan out the way you wanted it to, but on the basis of the situation you're in at the moment, you must be absolutely delighted and proud of each and every one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it was a ridiculous list of injuries that we've got. I mean, we've got 11 first team players out. During the game today, we've got a further 3 injuries during the game. We've had to give Josh Taylor, it's his league debut. He's been around the club for a long time. We give him his league debut. A little lad, he come on and done ever so well. And every one of them gave me everything. You know, so we'll talk about the game, but we didn't play our best. We tried, we passed the ball when we could. But didn't we just keep going right to the very end? Didn't give up at any stage. Could have been very easy for us to do that, especially with all the injuries again that we were picking up and the tiredness. 3 games or 4 games in 7 days. You know, I could go on and on and wax lyrical about how good an attitude we've got and what they give this football club. I don't think people at the club, even, and I'm talking committee and supporters and everyone, realises the effort that goes into it for us. I think that we're very lucky to have the group that we've got. I'm very lucky to have players that put up with what they do to play for this club. The journeys they have to do. I mean, look at today. They've travelled to Kings Langley. They don't get paid for coming to Kings Langley. They made their own way. They've played 3 away games in a week, 4 games in 7 days, which for the second week in 2 or 3 weeks. And they just keep churning out creditable performances wherever they go. It's very hard. It's very hard. People will look at it and go, yeah, routine win for them. Yep, it was routine win for them. But, you know, other teams would have got rolled today. We didn't look like we were going to get rolled by what is a very, very good team. So, chuffed with the lads, despite the result.
And in terms of the game, you didn't start brilliantly. They hit the bar after a minute and a half. And that was sort of how the first half went, really. They were lively. They flew at you right from the word go. Created a few half chances. Nothing clear cut. Obviously punished when they needed to with the 2 goals, and probably 2-0 at half time is a fair reflection.
Yeah, we didn't defend well for the 2 goals. Other than that, we defended quite well. The one in the bar he's a good lad. He's a good player. That Weiss is a very good player, but I don't think he meant that shot. It sort of skewed off his boot and hit the bar. We were a bit lucky it dipped and hit the bar. I think if he'd have hit it cleanly, it would have gone over. But because it dipped down, it didn't go in. It hit the bar. But the first goal, Pricey made a save, and we haven't looked after Pricey. He looks after us all the time, but he's spilt a shot. Maybe he could have held it, possibly, but it was a half decent save, and then we haven't followed it up and cleared it. Josh was right there. Francis was right there. Should have cleared it and didn't, and then allowed a tap in. And the second goal, bit of naivety from Josh Harfield, who's been brilliant. I mean, I personally think he's as good as anything in the league. He's absolutely outstanding football player, and getting better and better. But he was at fault for that one. Pricey's called very early, and he's still cleared it and half cleared it to the lad who's had a shot, and it's gone through 3 or 4 bodies and through Pricey's legs, and it was a catalogue of errors. But it started with that not listening to a very positive shout from Pricey. So 2 bad goals, and you think we're staring down the barrel of a bit of a pumping, but it didn't really pan out that way. And as I said, I'm proud of the effort from the lads in the second half in particular.
Yeah, the second half you must be immensely proud. They come out, and you're right, you were staring down a barrel. They looked, again, lively. And other teams may have gone on to lose 3-4, 5-0. And with very little said, probably, because, again, in your words, it would have been a routine win for them. But you didn't do that. You kept fighting all the way to the end. And even when you got your next 2 injuries, or you added 2 injuries, and the lads that came on who don't normally start, they were incredibly passionate and gave everything to the cause. And you've come away, which will sound strange, but you've come away with a respectable 2-0 defeat in that sense.
Yeah, I hate the old gallant loser tag, but, you know, today we definitely are that. You know, their managers came up to me afterwards and said, you know, you should be proud of them, what they do. You know, they play good stuff, and he said, you know, you were the one still pushing at the end, and it shouldn't mean anything to us. They're going for the league, and, you know, they've done a good job on us, and fair credit to them, but we shouldn't be still giving it absolutely massive with the amount of injuries we've got, the number of games we've played. And we were really giving it a good go. We didn't massively cause them problems. I'm never going to suggest that we did, but bearing in mind, you know, bearing in mind what we had to go through this week and the injuries that we've got, we were honest to the very end, and that's what they said. You know, you absolutely give everything, and it was nice of them to say that, and it's true. We'd give everything, but we fell short. I think if we'd have had a full strength side, we'd have given them a tougher game. I still definitely think they're the best team in the league, and I really sincerely hope they go on and win the league. But we gave it a really good go.
And just on them, great club, good people, good management, good philosophy of the way they play. They want to get the ball down and play. And probably one of the better clubs you've been to this year.
100%. I mean, I hope they get to hear it, because, you know, in football, especially non-league, there's good people, there's okay people, and there's some not very pleasant people. I like to think we're one of the good people. Our club, always a warm welcome. Having said that, where we go to most places, it isn't quite like that, and I've got no problem with that. You know, you live by whatever morals you do, but, you know, I can't say any more than any more good things about Kingsland. You know, they saw how many injuries we had. They were giving us ice. They give Josh Francis a cup of sugary tea because he was a bit shook up with his cut he got with his injury. And, you know, they gave us nice, decent food, and there was bacon rolls afterwards, and everything was with a smile. And even when we turned up, the lad on the gate said, you know, enjoy your time with the club. And that's the way it should be. And it shows that you can do that. You can do that and still be successful. And that's why I really hope that they go on and win the league. I think that, you know, it's going to be difficult for them, I imagine, with facilities-wise compared to some of the other teams in that league above. But, I've no doubt that the management that they've got, who are good lads as well, and do things the right way, will find a way of being competitive in that league as well. And, I really do wish them well, hope that they win the league, and I hope they go on and represent the Central League, like I'm sure they will next season.
And I don't want to make the interview too much about Kings Langley, obviously, but one of the biggest things that I noticed, and to coin a phrase from yourself in previous interviews, was that they didn't go on and lord it up today. They were very professional. They were obviously winning the game 2-0. There were no party pieces, considering it was their last home game. There were no tricks, nothing silly, nothing arrogant about them. And they just did a professional job, won the game, and were very graceful in the way they won it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know they've only got the job's not done for them, so that, you know, they'd be silly to do that. But they could have milked the win against us, and they certainly didn't do that. And so wish them well.
And just looking forward, obviously you've got nothing in terms of game wise, fixture wise over the next week. You've only got the one game left against Arlesey next Saturday. Thoughts on preparation and obviously the injuries that you've got at the moment.
We're going to do our best to recuperate some of the lads and do what we can to get as strong a team as we can out for the Arlesey game. We don't want to finish on a whimper. We'd like to go out on a bang with a win at home. I think the club and the lads deserve that next week, and it's going to take a big effort. Arlesey have had some good results of late, and it'll be a tough game. So, you know, we're going to have to prepare properly for that. Doesn't matter. Everyone may think, well, it's a meaningless game. It isn't to us. You know, every game, We try our very, very best, and next week will be no different. But it's good that we haven't got any games this week to get any more injuries, and hopefully we can patch a squad up for that game.
Well, in a strange way, well done today. Congratulations on the work rate and the team ethic that you played with, and best of luck for obviously recuperation and next Saturday.
Thank you, mate.